Have you ever done something a little lazy in your academic career? I asked the staff of WNUR News, as well as some friends.
My name is Josh. I'm a second year, and the laziest thing I've ever done in my academic career is I would, in my third grade book response journal that had to be a page long each week, I would write a few sentences of plot summary, and then I would write, for my opinions, see last week's journal.
So I was taking this AP Bio class, and we would have bi-weekly lab experiments, and they basically had the same formatting. It was just different experiments every time. So I would just take the same one and just fill in the new information and replace the old one.
My name is Nick Song. I transferred into Northwestern last year. I have a ton of personal essays I've written as a result of the college process. You know, I still managed to copy and paste some quotes here and there that, you know, I managed to scavenge from those lost manuscripts, I guess.
I've never been good about doing readings, no matter how good the class is. So when we get to this final paper, I decide I'm not gonna rush through and try and read all these, you know, readings that I hadn't done before. I'm just gonna give my own political opinions, my own personal opinions about the climate crisis.
It happens to the best of us. We're rushing on an assignment or we're bored, so sometimes we cut corners. We phone it in. We make our cat the co-author of our physics paper. This is the story of FDC Willard. Willard, whose real name is Chester, was a renowned physicist, also a Siamese cat. In 1975, Professor Jack Hetherington of Michigan State University was studying low-temperature physics. He hoped to publish his research in the Physical Review Letters, a peer-reviewed scientific journal published by the American Physical Society. Hetherington finished up his paper and gave it to a colleague to review. There was just one problem. The colleague pointed out that Hetherington used we instead of I. The journal would reject the submission since Hetherington was the sole author. Now, it was the 1970s. You couldn't just find and replace. So instead of taking the time to retype his entire paper, Hetherington decided to invent a co-author. Enter Chester. Chester the cat had a father, a Siamese cat named Willard. So no problem, Chester Willard. But Hetherington was afraid his colleagues might recognize his pet's name, deciding to use initials instead. C. Willard it is. But since most Americans have two or more given names, he invented two more initials based on the scientific name for a house cat, Felis domesticus. Thus, FDC Willard was born. Later that year, the Physical Review Letters published a paper entitled 2, 3, and 4 Atom Exchange Effects in Body-Centered Cubic Helium-3. Its authors were J.H. Hetherington and F.D.C. Willard. Willard's true identity quickly came out after people turned up at Michigan State asking to see the co-author. Hetherington has since leaned into the joke, sending copies of his paper to friends that included the paw prints of his co-author.
Yes, it just keeps going. I mean, it's like, who knew? Of course, the scandal, you go on to talk about the scandal. My wife admits to sleeping with both authors at the same time, so...
Willard has since been thanked in footnotes, published an article in French, and even offered a professorial post. But he's not the only animal to co-author a scientific paper. French immunologist Polly Matzinger listed her Afghan hound, a dog named Galadriel Mirkwood, as a co-author for a paper published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine. As author Ted Anton describes, Matzinger didn't want to write in the scientific passive voice. But she, like Hetherington, also didn't want to write in the first person. Seems like a simple enough solution. However, Matzinger's co-author caused more of a ruckus. Matzinger's work was banned from that journal until the editor passed away and was replaced with another. So if hotshot scientists can get away with it, maybe it's okay to do a little workaround every once in a while. Just as long as you remember to thank your co-authors. Which reminds me, this audio story was a collaboration with reporter Buster Rauch. For WNUR News, I'm Allison Rauch.